Northwest London, Tuesday, Chof Hei Adar, the 9th of March. Harav Gesh and Dunash Lita on Hilchas Yichud. This week's Torahway has been sponsored on the first yahrzeit of Mr. William Stern, Zichron Levrocha, Reb Zev Ben Reb Chaim HaKoin, who is a good friend of Torah, a good friend of Torahway, a good friend of this Beis HaMedrash, and is missed on his first yahrzeit.
Good morning, everyone. As Reb Yanki just said, today is my grandfather's yahrzeit. My grandfather, whenever he was in town, would like to come to hear me speak when I spoke in Torahway, and therefore he would have been sitting here had he been alive, and this should be the Elul Shammos. Yes. Okay. I know there was a shiur on Sunday on Hilchas Yichud, and Reb Moshe Halpern told me what he discussed. Now, we need to try and discuss different parts of Hilchas Yichud. Hilchas Yichud is quite a large topic, and I'll try and skirt away from things that he has discussed already. As he discussed, the Issa Yichud is Kibshutai and Issa Min Ha Torah. Now, there's a very interesting machlokas in Lomdus. What is the Yisoid of the Issa Yichud? Why is Yichud awesome? If you look at the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, which is taken from the Lashon of the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch brings down, Asol es yachay dim erva meharoyes, it brings down, bein zakeina, bein oda, known of Pilip's old, or young, shedovar zeh goyrim legalis erva. This, if one is over the Issa Yichud, if one goes alone with a lady, then it could end up being goyrim and Issa in an Avera taking place. As the Shulchan Aruch says, it seems to sound like, the reason behind there's an Issa Yichud is because it may cause an Avera to take place.
Because it may or it will cause?
It may, 100% cause, but it's something, basically, in this understanding, it's a Gezeira otu an Avera. It's like a safeguard put in place to prevent an Avera taking place. That's how the Chaznish understood, and that's how it's mashma and loshen of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. It's a Gezeira that maybe an Avera will take place. Rav Shach, the Avi Ezri, has a different Havana. He says that it's not pshat, it's a Gezeira, maybe an Avera will happen. He says you don't find Isuri Doiraisa, which is just Gezeira's otu. All the Drabonons are Gezeira, maybe this will take place. Therefore, we have this safeguard because. But an Issa Doraisa says normally an Issa Be'etzem, this itself is Osa. And he wants to say, the Rav Shach wants to say that that's what the Issa Yichud is as well. It's just like it's a get of low sikrivu. You can't do anything inappropriate with an erevah. And what is considered inappropriate with an erevah is being in a matzav of yichud, even without the fact that it may lead to an avera. It's just being alone with an erevah is in itself an avera. So this sounds very nice. It's a bit airy fairy. What am I getting at here? What's the nafka minna? So you could say nafka minna is pshat. But that's not good enough. I would like to see a nafka minna where we'll have a case where the fi, the chaznish understanding and the Rambam's mashmois, it would be either osur muta and the fi and Rav Shach would disagree. The nafka minna is, it's a bit complicated, which I apologize. Nafka minna is as if you have a case of Reuven who divorces his wife, Sarah. He divorces her, but tonight that she never lived together with Shimon. Yeah, Reuven doesn't like Shimon. He doesn't like Sora either, but he's divorcing Sora. Almanas, she'll never go off with Shimon. Yeah, that is too much for him. He doesn't mind if she gets divorced from him, but to marry Shimon, that he's not willing to be safe. Okay. Machlokes Rishonim and Evan Ezra whether such a Gerushin is Chal. We're going now, Laman the Omar Azar Gerushin is Chal. It could be felt in Croesus, it could be, there has to be no connection between the man and the lady, and if there's a condition binding them together, could be a problem. But we're working now in the world of that such a Gerushin is Chal. So Reuven divorced Sarah, Amanas, she never marries or lives with Shimon. Okay. Now, question is, may Shimon be Meyachid with Sarah? Now, let's go back. Sarah is now halachically a panuya. She's an unmarried lady. And let's assume she's not a nidah, because otherwise there might be an issa yichud. Midoy raisa, there is no issa yichud of a man with a panuya. Midrabanon, there are goyza. But again, I'm going in the world of the raisas just to bring out this nafkamin. Question is, may Shimon be meyachud with Sarah?
Why no?
So
why yes? Wait.
If you learn the issa yichud, is like the Avi Ezri explained. This yichud is being close to someone who is an erva to you is in itself an avera. Not to do with chashash, maybe an avera will take place. This in itself is a problem. Over here, you've got no problem. because she's not an erva to you. She's a penuya. She's not married. She's not an erva. She's not a nida. There's no problem. And therefore, halachically, there's no problem of you two to be in yichud in the deraisa dikah world. Again, midrabanan is issa yichud with even a bas gimel. We'll learn soon. But midraisa, she's completely mutter. There would be no issa yichud. However, if you learn like the Chazon Ish, Medayit, Mechaba, and the Rambam, that the whole avera is dovazeh goyrim legalis erva. Being in a matzah yichud will probably or perhaps cause an avera, cause you to sin with her. Now, Shimon will be unable to be meyachad with Sarah. Because even though now there's no problem, if he were to go and do an avera with her, lemafreya, she's an eshes ish. Because her get from Reuven was not chal. Because she was over the condition that was stipulated in the get. And for lemafreya, she's still married to Reuven. So if the chashash is, maybe we're going to do an avera, then the yichud will be also already now with Shimon and this lady, because if they would do an avera, there would be a very bad ish avera taking place, and it would be osa. Masha ain't came.
There'll be
osa with the rice a bit.
Because
No. We learned this tzad holds that the whole issa yichud is based on a chashash. It's a chiddush that a deraisa is a gezeira. That's the Aviyafi's point. But the Chazon Ish learned, doesn't matter, the issa yichud is a chashash that will do an avera. Here, work through the avera, it'll be a very bad thing. It'll be an issa deraisa. But many of the chashash are already in place now. Masha Enkin, if you learn, that's only an issa of resikruvu, now there's no problem with resikruvu. She's mutter to me, but it's now. Say again? That's the Aviyazri Mamish says your taina. But the Chazon Ish disagrees, and then I said, Loshon Mechaba says, why is it also? Sounds like it's a Chashat Ekesra. And that would look be enough Kamina, yes?
Then the Tanai would have had to have been that she cannot have a relationship with Shimon.
Correct.
Not that she can't marry
Correct.
Not about
agreed.
Suin.
Agreed. Okay, fine.
You could say that Aviyazri as well. So she is an osa on him because of that tonight. So even according to Aviyazri,
but right now, they're not. Right now, she's not ishish. She's right now halachically an unmarried lady.
She can write this woman, this person, Shimon, is
osa
to her same way as
a current. Oh, she only osa once something happens, no. Then it's lemafreya. But at the moment, she's mamish mutter. So that would be a nice laugh. When I saw brought down.
That is hanging here.
But right now she's an unmarried lady. Lecholashit. Okay. That's that.
To him, the whole world she can manage.
Correct. She's an unmarried lady, mamish. Okay. Let's move on. Okay. Now let's go. Let's handle a few of the halachas. Yeah, we want to come out with something lemaisa. So the issa yichud b'dat Torah is one man and one lady. It's also awesome in a bono, one man and two ladies. Now, two men and one lady, there is a machloikus. Kupshutoi, if the men are kasherim, then there is no issa yichud by day of two men and one lady, because the two men are kasherim, they're edifa people, and they will be embarrassed to do an avera one in front of the other, and therefore there's no issa yichud azoi paskant the Ramah. However, the Mechaba disagrees. The Mechaba says that the Gemara Kedushin breaks down the heta of two people kasherim. The Gemara there, two Amoroim asked each other who are called kasherim, and it gave examples of two of the Amoroim. Says the Mechaba, okay, I agree the heta of two kasherim, but no one in this room is a kasher. No. Who's a kasher? Someone like the Heliga Amoroim. Someone who, when the bird flew over their heads, they got burnt. Those are kasherim, but those are people not kasherim. And if we feel the Mechaba, everyone in Halacha is considered a porot, and therefore there'll be no heta to feel the Mechaba. If you're Sephardi, there'll be no heta of two men and one lady. Okay, we are Ashkenazi, we paskin like the Ramah. Now, always, every time a new technological device came out, Rabbi Yashiv would be quoted as saying that whoever has Zadavai, is called a porot to Gabba Yichud, and therefore, fine, okay, they're not getting involved in that now. Okay, by night, it's not enough to have two men and one lady. You need to have three men and one lady because the chashash that one of them will fall asleep, and therefore the shemira you have of the other man noticing what's going on, you don't have, and therefore by night or in the olden days on derech, you know, walking along a deserted road, and one person might go off to use the bathroom, then you have to have an extra shomer, and therefore by night we pass on you three men and one lady to feed the room. Okay, now, what age is an issa yichud? So, an issa yichud is from someone who's 13 years old, a man with a girl, even from the age of 3 midrabanon. There were goyzer, anyone who's a bas bia, the girl who's able to partake in act, is also midrabanon, and therefore it's very big enough to come into this. Where I live in Eretz Yisrael, I used to want to go with my wife to the Kosel, and my wife said, let's call my brother to babysit. He's a bachur in yeshiva, and he'll babysit. And I said, no, we can't, because it's yichud with our daughter. And she said, what? That's, Why Yichud? Because the answer is because there's Shulchan Aruch that anyone who's over 13 years old, any boy, cannot be Miyachud with a girl over the age of 3, my daughter was 3 years old, and therefore we had to get a different babysitter, not my brother-in-law, because it will taka be Yichud. Not everyone knows this, but it's a fact. A 13-year-old man cannot be Miyachud with a girl over the age of 3. Similarly, a 12-year-old girl cannot be Miyachud with a boy over the age of 9. Okay. Now, this is all very nice in the Dine Doiraisa of people who are Mechuv Mitzvahs, a 12-year-old girl, 13-year-old boy. What is with Chinuch? Is there any concept of Chinuch by Yichud? I.e., could a 12-year-old boy be Miyachud with an 11-year-old girl? On that, the Marshal and the Bach are Mekel. They say there is no Chinuch by Yichud, and therefore there's no Issa Yichud for a 12-year-old boy to be with an 11-year-old girl. Now, on that, Revolt is not very happy about it. He doesn't understand why not. There's a chiyuv chinuch on all assays and lois assays, and always kafir that lois says from a younger age, perhaps, and assay from when the age that the child is able to partake in the mitzvah. By the way, talking about chiyuv chinuch, I asked Rav Zimman this week. Someone asked me, they have an 11-year-old son, and is he mechuyev to go to the Megillah? So everyone here says, of course, an 11-year-old son has to go to the Megillah. Now, the chiyuv to listen to the Megillah is to listen to every single word. It's something which is, shouldn't be taken lightly. It's not just an easy thing to do. And this person told me, his son, he doesn't believe his son's able to concentrate on every word. He's just going to miss some words, he'll be spacing out, he's not going to listen. And therefore, he wants to know, is he mechuyev to sit there like, you know, the old-fashioned father, every time he looks up, whack, until he makes sure he listens to every word. Rabbi Zimman told me, he's of the opinion that there's no chiyuv chinuch on boys until bar mitzvah on Megillah. Because the din always is that the chiyuv chinuch is when the person's able to partake in this mitzvah, is be able to shake the luluf, able to hear the shofar, and able to hear the Megillah. And he believes that a child until the age of 13, and even 13, Rabbi Zimman said he himself struggles. He reads with every word just to make sure that he gets every word, because it's not an easy thing to do. And therefore he believes chiddush halach lamais, there's no chiyuv chinuch for Megillah until age 13. Okay, now. What comes out from this, that if you paskin, like the Bach and the Marshal, that there's no chiyuv chinuch on Yichud, comes to a very interesting thing. If you have a 9-year-old boy and you not want to get a babysitter, you'll be unable to get a girl over the age of 12 to babysit him, because that would be an Issa Yichud, or be lifnei Iver on the girl, you couldn't do so. However, you would be able to get a goita to babysit, because non-Jewish people are not mechuyev mitzvahs, and therefore there's no lifnei Iver, I'm not being machshel the goita on Issa Yichud. So she can come, no problem. The 9-year-old boy it's only as chinuch. And the Bach and Marshal of the opinion, there's no chinuch by Yichud. And therefore, it'll be a chiddush. It'll be better to have a non-Jew babysit than a Jew, because a non-Jew would be no Issa Yichud, and a Jew would be an Issa Yichud. Okay,
it's a chiddush. She was potentially marshal her by boys, because she's a poet.
And therefore, you're saying practically it's not clever. No, I'm 100%. What practically a thing is a whole different shmooze than a lot. Okay.
The Yichud is on both the male and the female.
Correct, but by the goy and the boy, the boys are cotton and the goy is a goy. Now, what's very negeya is Yichud with cameras. Did Moshe help and discuss cameras?
No.
Good. So what is halacha with a camera? Can a camera be matzal you from Yichud? Now. If someone is watching the camera live as you are in the matzav of Yichud, that means someone wants to call me up that they had a business meeting in America, they had to go to sell jewelry. So they go to America and they have meetings in the hotel where they stay with potential clients. Okay, his clients will be ladies. Okay, well, I said, very good, go to the lobby, it's amazing. No Yichud, no, you mshigah, I take out all my wares in the lobby, so I'll be robbed within a minute. So where do you want to have it? In his hotel room. So I said, okay. So maybe you can leave the door open, either closed but not locked, open lemaisa, whatever you want to paskin, kiega, rashba, whatever. He goes, no, you're mad. I leave my door open. Again, people are going to come, take all my wares. I have to have my meeting with the lady in my locked hotel room. Is that Yichud? I said, psh, kol hachavod. I can't think of a better case of Yichud. That's mamash Yichud. If you try to get a tailor-made case, what is it? It's a Yichud. This is the case, meeting a client in a hotel room, the door locked. So what should you do? He has to have a meeting. So we said that nowadays, Baruch Hashem, with the advent of technology, I said you should video call your wife, put the phone in the corner of the room, covering the whole room, she can watch the whole meeting, and that would be a heter for Yichud. The Noda Behuda says that the heter of Chaloin Pastuach L'Rishus HaRabim, if someone can see in from the street, there's no Issa Yichud. And this is just a modern day Chaloin. This is an olden days Chaloin that could only see from here to the Al-Hadithah Crescent. And now we have a Chaloin that can see from here to Barbados, and therefore we've now found a way of having a chalayim pesuach with a camera, and therefore that would kipshuto be a heter for yichud. Again, correct? Yeah, because you're not in a secluded situation now. Aviyazi is masking the heter of chalayim pesuach. Why? That's not called secluded. So this is not called secluded. So again,
if it would be in the daytime, in other words, not right in the evening, where there's still a room cleaning service, and they come in, and there's a chashash that maybe the man comes in.
So I'm asking. Now, they have to be able to come in without you giving them permission. Yeah. There is a Reb Moshe. The fact Reb Moshe in Yichud is tremendously mechudashtik. He says that even if the door's locked, Reb Moshe Halbin discussed, the door's closed but not locked. He says even if the door's locked, if someone would knock and you'd feel obligated to open, there's no yichud. Which is a pele gadol. Because Allah Chayim asked, what do you mean? Everyone can say, I'm sorry, I was sleeping, I was in the bathroom, I wasn't able to open the door. He said, no, if there is a matzav that it's like society would say, as a guy knocking on a door, you should open, you can have the door locked, and it's not yichud because you couldn't sit there for here again. If the room service could... Okay, so that could be a heta. I also asked him to get the Chabad Shliach to come in. That was the other option before we chapped the phone option, was to ask the Chabad Shliach to come in and out. He says it's a bit uncomfortable. You're meeting a Goyish lady and suddenly in comes a Chabad Shliach with Dalaminim and Masters. It wouldn't really be so. But I'll go on. Okay. I think Ramosha is mamish. It's very mechudashtik. Ramosha is. There's tremendous chidushim in Ramosha and Ichazichud. He's Mata Yichud with stepchildren. Emotion yichud very important, and we don't always go all the emotions. Any head of emotion yichud, double check with your rabbi if that's how we pass in the ma'aser. He had a very unique cook on his yichud. Okay. By the way, talking about chaloyin pasuach, which is a rabbin, that's a big heter for cars. When you're in a car with a lady, the fact that there's windows people can see in is a very big reason why. Agav, Reb Moshe by cars, says, ulai, it's even osa to go in a car with a lady by day on the high street. Why? Because maybe you'll drive off to a secluded place and be in a matzav yichud, which is a chiddush gadol, because right now, you're not in a matzav yichud. No one says there's no heter of Pesach pasuach versus rabbin because maybe you'll shut the door or maybe you'll lock the door. Why? Because now it's not yichud and therefore it's mutter. So the fact that Moshe is chayish, that even though now you're in a situation that's not yichud, but maybe you will change situation and drive elsewhere, is a morally chiddush.
The same thing with the camera. Go back to the
maybe you'll turn it off. The whole thing.
Yeah. And he said there was a bad connection.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll...
But if right now it's not Yichud, we're not chayash, things will change, otherwise you'll lost all your heterin. Maybe the husband's going to die. I know, it's not Cheskel Chai, maybe lots of time. Okay, now.
Calling him a second man won't help him if he's a Sfadi.
It'll help me, it wouldn't help him. Yeah. Now, so I was had a shy, someone called me up that they're flying on an EasyJet flight from Israel to Manchester, and it got delayed. They shouldn't fly to Manchester. Yeah, I told them that. Okay, they had to fly. And it got delayed, and they were landing at 3 a.m. And I want to know, could they take a Goyish or taxi, a lady by themselves, a Goyish taxi from Manchester Airport to the Yiddish Kehillah in Manchester? So the Chayva, first thought, it's a bit of a problem, because the roads are much deserted at 3 a.m. Yeah, called on, there's cars on the road. Then until 10, 11 o'clock at night, there's Zichr no Shav Yichud in Gold's Green, there's cars around, it's not a problem. But at 3 a.m. on the empty road, it could be a big shayla. So we weren't sure what to do. No, she had to go home from the airport. And then we realized, I said, how many people are on the flight? She had a full flight, 350 people. So where are they all going? They're all going to Salford. They're all going to the same, to MH, to Dove and Marav. So I said, that means there'll be about 250 cars going from the airport to the Jewish area at the same time. Okay, so now the roads are not populated that you can go with a Goyish taxi because there's enough people on the roads with you because there's 250 cars going from A to B at the same time within 10 minutes and therefore there'll be no issue. Okay.
No one knows she's a Yiddisha on the motorway.
No one knows she's a?
Well, what's the head there?
There's cars around looking in.
Yeah, it's dark,
but none of those people care, that's the point.
It doesn't matter, but you wouldn't do an Aveira when people
can see. Painted windows,
yeah, he's in the front, she's in the back.
2 seconds, turn around the corner, there's a secluded area.
Again, that we're not going to remote. As long as you're on a road where there's cars coming by, we're going to be making. And sometimes, you know, there are some roads here, dead end roads.
You can't see the car.
You see the front of the car, the taxi in the front. I mean, if tempted windows, the tackle might be worse, I must call.
You need two men.
And then the third guy's a part. Say, okay.
What? Yeah. They say by night you might go to sleep.
No, two show me always have a night. We're getting this. Okay, but now we got a bit sidetracked. We're trying to talk about our camera. So, if someone's watching the camera live, Most poskim are of the opinion there's no issur. What is if the camera is recording? There's no one watching it live, but if anyone wanted to, they could draw the camera up on their phones. Is there an issur yichud or not? Now on this, we have a beautiful riot. The Gemara in Berachos brings down that Chana was davening to Hashem that she wanted to have children. She told Hashem that, please give me children. If not, I have a way of getting children, forcing your hand, Ki'ilu, to have children. Why? What's my idea? Said Chana, I could do this. I could start speaking to a random man, and my husband will notice, and he will say, whoa, please, I want you, he'll do kinoi. He'll say, I don't want you to go speak to that man. I'm worried about your relationship with him. Please stay away from him. And then, said Chana, I could go and go off with him in a secluded place. And my husband will say, whoa, I told you not to go off with him. You went off in a secluded place. Vice versa, that you probably did not favor. I want you to go to Mr. Mikdosh and drink the May Soita. And then she would go, and she knows she did not do an Avera, and therefore she drink the May Soita, and she wouldn't blow up. And then the Gemara brings down that someone who drinks the May Soita and doesn't blow up, the Gemara gives lots of brachas. One day she should give birth to a healthy a child. So said Chana to Hashem, give me a child normally, please, because if not, I have an amazing mahalach to force your hand and make me have a child. That was Chana's threat, Ke'ilu, to Hashem. Okay. Question is, how can Chana go and say to Hashem a threat involving an Avera? How do you say, Hashem, I'm warning you, if you don't do this, I'm going to be over the dreis of Yichud. Whatever. How could that be? So, there are two mahalchim to answer. Mahalch number one is that the Gedorim, the rules required to be called secluded with a man, the Gabe Soita, are not dafka the same rules as the Gabe Yichud, and therefore you could end up being secluded with a man in a way which is not halachically Yichud, but enough secluded that you require you to drink as the husband wants you to. That's answer number one. Answer number two, from one of the Achroidim on the page, I forget who, maybe Chaz B'chokik, is fascinating. He says the whole Issa Yichud is being secluded with a man, a lady with a man, in a way that you could do an Avera and no one would know that Avera took place. That's what Yichud is. Now, he says, when you have the miraculous Mahalach of Mei Soita, you have something which is able to determine whether or not the Avera took place last week, that's not called Yichud. Because Yichud only is being secluded in a way that no one would know what took place. And here, we have a miraculous way that Hashem made, amazing thing Hashem did. Mamish, very rare that Hashem did open miracles, but one would say he did it just to make peace between man and his wife. And we have a way that we could now find out whether an Avera took place or not. And therefore, say the Achronim, it's not an Issa Yichud B'chal. Yichud only is where no one would know, and by a Soita, someone would know. Ad Khan, perhaps Chaz B'chok. Now, if you that, perhaps we can be Mekel when you have a camera recording. Because now you're doing the Bonesha, no, but there's Yichud, even the Bonesha would know, there's 12 people. But now when the camera is recording, you have the same matzav as Chana. You have someone in an oifen, in a matzav, in a situation of Yichud with a man. However, were an Avera to take place, it could be found out in the future. And therefore, perhaps the fee this mahalach to answer the kasha by Chana, we would say there'll be a heta of a camera recording, even if no one's watching it live. The maestro, the halacha, it's a shikol or shayla, and therefore no one should make it on that without asking.
But you can always say that. You can always say that either the man or the woman could go and tell someone.
That's not enough. This you could have said even in that case. Here, it's a new thing that would be mavaria as a fact that the avera took place, and that could be the heta. Okay.
You didn't expect to be caught, but it'd be your dom to destroy the evidence.
I hear that. So maybe it's okay, but it's not. You know, in a shop in Corona now, it's very negative because apparently some shops are kind of open as usual, but the blinds are down. So you have a matzav when someone's coming to click and collect, and they go in the shop, and just a man and lady, and that the people being making video cameras, which loud enough are being watched live, and that's the big enough. Okay. Now I'll end off with a geshmak hashayla.
Cameras have to be live.
No, if the someone's watching it live, there's lefi kimat all poskim no issur yichud. If it's just recording and someone could watch it later, then it lefi lishtichal Torah by Chana, it may be mutter. Others don't like it so much, and you should ask a local rabbi. But there could be a sadu be mutter. Okay. Two nukkos. We know hilchos yichud is quite complicated. Yeah, we haven't even covered a third of it. Now, there's loads of different heterim. There's a heter of bailo be'ir. If a lady has a husband in town, the Rambam says imas bailo aleha. She's always in fear of her husband, and therefore she won't do an Avera. And then they had to have Shomrim, which we will discuss a different time, where if you have children there between the age of 6 to 9, they can be matzal you from Yichud, because they will say over what took place, and therefore they'll be scared, or other mahalchim in that had to. But there's lots of myriad dinim in Hilchas Yichud. And therefore, someone asked me this question. Maybe every time a man goes to a lady's house, a worker goes to a lady's house, and it looks like it's just him and her at home, but maybe it's not Yichud. Why? Because he doesn't know. Maybe she has a bayit over here. Maybe there's a Pesach Pesuach. Maybe the neighbors have keys. Maybe there's children upstairs. You don't know the situation. And therefore, Reb Dudi's telling Sofi Dereisa L'chumra. But I'm saying, no, it's not Sofi Dereisa. Sofi Dereisa, I'm not sure if this lady's Erva or not. But here, Gufa, the fact that I don't know whether the people there or not, makes me scared to an Aveira. And maybe that itself should help me from Issa Yichud. I mean, every time you have a Matzah or Sofik, it's not Sofik derives from Chumma. That Sofik would actually stop me from doing Aveira, and therefore perhaps there's never an Issa or not. So this I asked Rabbi Zimman last week, what would he say? He said this question has bothered him for many years, and he recently thought of a Raya that it's Osa. And the Raya is Azay. The Chiddush of Shlomo Zalman Orbach is Hakdoma to Sefer Dvar Halacha. Shlomo Zalman says that when you have a lady whose husband is in town, yeah, he's working in the office block next door, and therefore for someone to come in miyachad with her, there's no avera because there's amos bailo aleha, there's a heta bailo be'er, and okay, well, there are some cases it doesn't apply. But let's say to our case where the heta does apply, and a worker comes, a non-from Israel, and a non-from worker comes to your house, so he doesn't really care about very much, yeah, it doesn't bother him at all. So, said Shlomo Zalman, the lady has to tell him, there's no yichud because my husband's in town. Why? Because otherwise, the worker is niskaven le'echol bosa chazir, so to speak. He's trying to do an avera. He's in his mind, he's going into a lady's house, and there's no hetav yichud, and he doesn't care, he's doing it anyway. Lemaisa, what's taking place, is he's lucky, the yis yichud's not going to happen. Because, punkt, she doesn't have an yis yichud because she's married, but he doesn't know that. And the Mishnah says, someone is discovering Echo Chazir. Someone tries to go to McDonald's to eat a piece of Chazir. And unfortunately for him, McDonald's ran out of their pig and they went to Gross Butcher and they bought a thing. Hashem Yisachlo, he needs a kapara because he was discovering doing Avera. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, when a worker comes to you and he thinks he's doing Avera, you have to tell him, excuse me, sir, there's no Yisrael Yichud here, Baruch Hashem. My husband's in town, therefore no Yisrael Yichud. Therefore, I'm not going to be overlifting Iver on your discovering Echo Chazir. That's Shem Zalman's chiddush. Says Rabbi Zimman, now it's very clear that the Sofik itself is not enough. Because if you hold, just not knowing whether there's a situation of Yichud or not is itself going to save you from Yichud, when this guy comes to the house, he doesn't know. Am I married? Am I not married? Is there a key? Is there not? And Afar Pikain, if not for the fact that you would tell him, you would be called being overlifne Iver on his Avera. Vice versa, he has an Avera in doing something which is potentially Yichud, even though he doesn't know for a fact it is Yichud. Vice versa, the fact that you have a Sofik in itself is not enough to save from Yichud, and therefore in every situation, you have to be Mavara. Is there Shoimim? Is there not Shoimim? Is there Baila Be'er? Is there not Baila Be'er? Is there Pesach 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 Pesach? And if not, it will be an Avera. I'll end off with Rav Avraham Gorovitz told me a very nice tushtel. This was Shlomo Zalman. I should get it to Hilchot Loshon Hara, which I heard the Omer learn before. So Shlomo Zalman's chiddush is that there is a concept of lifnei iver, or you're not allowed to cause someone to stumble in trying to do an avera and not doing an avera. That in itself, there's an ish lifnei iver for that. Rav Avraham said that this is a mafurish l'chavot chaim. Chavot chaim says, when you're telling someone Loshon Hara, l'toy elis. Yeah, all that you learned, Rabbi Yanki shared for many years, you know all the Hilchot to elis. And you come to the guy and say, I got to tell you something, this guy is mamash a Rosh and Rosh. You have to tell the person who's saying Rosh Hara too, I'm telling it to you, Luteris. Why? Because otherwise, Yen a guy is discovering to hear Geshmacha Rosh and Hara. Punt, it wasn't Rosh and Hara, because for him it was Luteris. But if he doesn't know it, you'll be overlifting Iver on his Niskaven Le'echel Chazir, so to speak. I said, Rav Avraham, that's the Sushtal to Rav Zalman, Vayetzo is a path from Iver on that. Maybe I have to have a part two on this. Shkoi, everyone, for listening. Have a very, very good day.